Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Colleges and universities across the nation and in our state seem to be becoming much more focused on preparing students for the real world, such as offering new majors and programs geared toward today's job market. Our next guest says her institution is striving to stay at the forefront of these trends. Carol Moore is interim president at Columbia College, based in Columbia, South Carolina, and today she's in our studio. Carol, welcome.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
For those in our audience who are not familiar with Columbia College, tell us about your institution.
Well, Columbia College is 164 years old, founded by the Methodist Church at a time when women had very, very few choices to pursue higher education. This was an innovative venture on behalf of the church to educate women. And the founding principles really are leadership and social justice for young women in this community. The college now has a strong mix of minority students, still all women. We offer multiple programs across the liberal arts and professional areas, provide very strong peer and career coach mentoring for students from the day they first step foot on campus. We try to get these young women prepared for the world of work that they're going to go into. We have a little motto of what we call the four C's, which is courage and confidence and commitment and competence. And we hope they earn all four of those by the time they graduate.
How many students do you average now annually?
Columbia College is more than just what was founded as a women's college. But in the women's college, we're a little over 600 students. About 45% of those are residential students. And then we have evening college. We have an agreement with six of the technical colleges to offer programs on their campus so that their associate degree graduates can complete a bachelor's degree. And we also have about another 550 students that are online in a variety of undergraduate and graduate programs.
Speaking of the technical colleges, I understand you have a new collaboration with Midlands Tech.
That's correct. We've had a long-standing agreement with Midlands, but we broadened it and deepened it so that students that are accepted into Midlands Tech, if they maintain a certain GPA and graduate, they are automatically accepted into Columbia College. We also have some joint programs with them in nursing, and we'll have shortly a respiratory therapy program with them, where students can go to Midlands Tech for the first 2 years, get their degree, and then finish up the last 2 years at Columbia College.
And in my introduction, I spoke about new programs and degrees that colleges and universities are implementing to keep up with changing job market today.
Right.
What's been happening at Columbia College with these trends?
We have quite a number of new programs that are being offered. In the fall, for instance, we had a criminal justice program online, but we will now offer that through the women's college as well as the evening college. But we also are lining up what we call 4+1s in higher education so that a student can take senior level courses and do a little extra work and get a graduate degree in a year. So we're going to do a 4+1 in criminal justice and a 4+1 MBA. We're also looking at public and community health, and that will be offered in the next year, and environmental studies, which will take two tracks, a policy track and a science track. And then we're looking to bring on athletic coaching education online.
And I understand also you are adopting some non-traditional programs under something you are referring to as Communiversity?
Yes. It's a relatively new concept in higher education. It's about 10 years old. It was started in Georgia at Featherbone. It's a concept where a college chooses to partner with universities, other colleges, both two-year and four-year, and other non-traditional educational organizations to offer what the community really needs for the workforce. Midlands Tech is the beginning of that partnership. We're also partnering with a non-collegiate educational nonprofit to offer more technical education in short-term components, like 10-week components, and then continue on to associate and bachelor's degrees.
Well, Carol, thank you so much for visiting our studio today.
Well, great. It was a pleasure to be with you.
Carol Moore is the interim president at Columbia College in Columbia, South Carolina. We will have a link to her college posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.